This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. President Obama says, hey, if I can make these recess appointments, there'll be more coming.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The president has to, though, live within the rules and within the confines of something called the United States Constitution. But when it comes to power, when it comes to the growth of government, this president takes the cake. He gets the blue ribbon. And this is just one more chapter in Barack Obama's book of trampling on the Constitution, and he doesn't seem to want to stop.
When Congress refuses to act, and as a result, hurts our economy and puts our people at risk, then I have an obligation as president to do what I can without them. Just stop the listening, and who cares if you disagree? And I refuse to take no for an answer.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Now, I have no problem with the president's statement. I think he should run against this do-nothing Congress.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. A lot of talk about the New Hampshire primary tomorrow night. And, of course, people looking ahead to South Carolina. We'll talk some about that. But more about President Obama's unconstitutional power grab. Why? Well, the White House over the weekend, as we, again, so much focus has been on the political race on the Republican side, has let it be known that if they can get away with making what they're calling, you know, these so-called non-recess appointments, that there will be more coming. This is not the end. This is just the beginning of President Obama using this tactic to put very controversial people in very influential spots, at least up through the election, which means they can start implementing policies while, again, we're all focusing on campaigns and politics and what's going on. The good news here at the American Center for Law and Justice, we aren't distracted by that. We're keeping a close eye on this. And, Dad, what you're seeing is now, I think, after over the weekend, people have grasped how unprecedented this move is.
This is, I will say this, one of the most significant power grabs in U.S. history. The President of the United States is acting as if he is the king. He is taking his orders, basically, ignoring Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, which is found on page 23 of Foundations of Freedom, which sets forth that the advice and consent provision should be implemented, is required to be implemented for these kind of appointments. He has declared a recess when Congress itself has not declared a recess. And let me be crystal clear on this for everyone that's listening right now. This is a significant power grab by an imperial presidency. The reason why? Congress is not in recess. This precedent set by the president's own party, the Democratic Party, set this precedent back in 2006 with this gaveling in, gaveling out approach. Yet, despite all of this, the president makes these very controversial appointments, including to the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, two very radical appointments, those favoring, you know, back pay for undocumented illegal aliens, and also, of course, the consumer protection agencies, which is not only concerning, but is a tremendous power grab. And here's what the president says about this. Let me play for you what he said last week in Ohio. This is number 17.
When Congress refuses to act, and as a result, hurts our economy and puts our people at risk, then I have an obligation as president to do what I can without them.
You can do what you can without them, Mr. President, but you cannot do what you can without them outside of the confines of the United States Constitution, which is precisely what has happened in this situation. We want to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How do you feel about the president's power grab under the Constitution? We'll talk politics as well. At ACLJ.org, we've got an interview I did with Fox News on this very issue. It's on the homepage. And Jordan, we are rallying. We heard from thousands of people over the weekend. We're rallying huge support right now for people to stand up and say no to the president's power grab.
Yeah, and we need to hear from more people because it's so important to keep it in the crosshairs. 877-989-2255. You call right now. Why? You do nothing about it this week, you let this issue die, you will get more recess appointments, more controversial people who didn't go through the regular process. Call now, 877-989-2255. Defend your Constitution, 877-989-2255.
and I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulo provides unique insight and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. You got a president that's acting like king. Earlier in the week, last week, we gave you Foundations of Freedom. That's why we want you to have this document, folks, so we can point out to you what the Constitution actually says about these things. I want you to go to your phones. I want you to become part of our team. We're telling the president, sorry, you don't have the authority to do this. We're telling Congress to stand strong, petitioning the government for a redress of a grievance. That's exactly what we're doing. Here's the number for you to engage this issue. It's 1-877-989-2255. I encourage you to sign on to this petition today, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But, folks, have your voice heard. Do not be silent. Speak out. This is a huge power grab. You're saying, well, it's just the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, the Consumer Protection. What does that all mean to me? The president said there'll be more of these coming. You're going to let the president make appointments outside of the Constitution? I think not. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, we're taking people's calls. Than, before we get to the calls, let me ask you quickly, over the weekend and now into today, what kind of reaction are you getting on the Hill? I know there's some legislative moves here.
Yeah, starting to be strong from both sides. Just a couple things of note, Jay. First of all, Senator Grassley and Senator Hatch, two good friends of ours, sent a letter to the Attorney General asking for an explanation on this. Congressman Spencer Baucus over in the House, by the way, he's on our Obamacare brief. He did the same thing. And then Congresswoman Diane Black, who's a good friend of the broadcast, she's putting together a resolution that points out exactly the timeline here, exactly how the president overstepped his boundaries. And hopefully that's going to get a vote in the House very soon. I'm working on that this morning.
So the reality is, folks, we're already getting legislative pickup here over the weekend. We started this on Friday, and by Monday, we're already seeing legislative moves. Now, that's the power of we the people. So, folks, let's continue to engage this issue. You go to your phones. We're going to get this back. We're going to take the Constitution back from the president. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. In 3 days, two of which were weekends, we got congressional action going now, folks. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Mike's calling from Oregon Online 3. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I was kind of curious as to you phrased Congress as not doing their job, but it kind of sounded to me like I've been listening that the House of Representatives have done their job and the Senate said no, and the Senate is influenced by him because they have the majority, so it kind of sounds to me like his Senate's not doing their job.
I'm going to let Jordan and Than address that because they're in Washington and have been dealing with this, but you bring up a very interesting point.
Well, Than, I think what we've been talking about the whole time, 2 points. First, and is that the fact is, pro forma, this whole legislative move basically to block presidents from making recess appointments wasn't a Republican creation. It was a Democrat one made after the 06 election cycle to stop President Bush from being able to make recess appointments the last 2 years of his terms. Guess what? It worked. Second, this, folks, I think what you have to understand, President Obama had a Democrat Senate and a Democrat House for the first 2 years of his presidency. The American people spoke up. They elected a Republican majority of the House of Representatives. And, Than, that is what the people said. I mean, you know, when you make divided government, and that's what the voters chose, that you stall things, that you slow it down. And that's what people want. They wanted to slow down the Obama agenda.
Yeah, that's right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if the Democrats can use this against President Bush, then the Republicans can use it against President Obama. And I just go one step further, Jordan. I mean, if these really are good people that the president is nominating and the Senate is just failing in their job to confirm them, well, then the president should make that a campaign issue. I don't think they're good people, but even if they were, he should make it a campaign issue and let the people decide. What he can't do is what he's done. Ignore the Constitution and make the appointments anyway. He can't strip that power from the Senate, and that's what he's done.
Well, let's take it a step further, though. Let's say they are good people. He nominated two of them on December 15th. They haven't been at hearings yet. And you've got the White House press spokesperson, Eric Schultz, saying, we're not going to publicly speculate about recess appointments, but Senate Republicans have been not shy about their determination to block the president's nominees and policy priorities. It's becoming more and more apparent that Republican obstructionism is an overtly political maneuver to thwart the president's agenda. These posts are important to fill. These individuals are exceptionally well qualified, and we will push for their confirmations. No, you didn't push for their confirmations. Here's what you did. You shredded the United States Constitution. That's what you did, because the Congress is not in recess, and you made these appointments anyways. This is why, folks, take back your authority as the American people. Take back the United States Constitution. Here is the number. Sign on to the petition. We heard from thousands of you over the weekend. We need to hear from many, many more as we fight back to regain control of our government. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up on ACLJ.org. And by the way, we've got a lot of resources on the website as well, ACLJ.org.
Let's get right back to the phone calls again, though. I think, you know, folks, the key here, keeping the attention, because if not, this administration said, hey, if we can get away with this and it only gets a couple days of news coverage and people turn back to the GOP primary, well, then we're going to keep filling all these recess appointments and we're going to keep filling them with people who would never get confirmed. Even throughout the full process, they would be stopped. Folks, we got to do something about it now. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Joel calling from Florida on line 3. Joel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you guys doing? I really appreciate it.
You're on the air. Hey.
Question is this now. You guys are doing a great job on getting the education out there, but I'm not hearing a lot of the Republican leadership doing it on TV that really should be singing from the mountaintops on this thing and really educating the general public about this.
Well, let me say this. Let me play soundbite number 16. This is the chairman of the RNC. He's been pretty specific on this, Reese Priebus. Let's take a listen.
The president has to, though, live within the rules and within the confines of something called the United States Constitution. But when it comes to power, when it comes to the growth of government, this president takes the cake. He gets the blue ribbon. And this is just one more chapter in Barack Obama's book of trampling on the Constitution, and he doesn't seem to want to stop.
Well, I don't think he's going to stop, because what he's going to think, what the president thinks is going to happen here is everybody's focusing, which I understand, tomorrow's New Hampshire, then we move to South Carolina, and people are wondering, well, you know, what's so big deal? Two NLRB appointments, somebody on this Consumer Protection Agency, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is, what if this was a Supreme Court appointment and he did the same thing? I want people to be thinking about this. What if this was a Supreme Court appointment or a Court of Appeals appointment or an Attorney General appointment and the president utilized the same unconstitutional power? That's what you have to do here. That's the concern we have here, and that's why you fight back so aggressively.
Yeah, folks, this is why we need you to call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. This is an interesting call coming in from Tina in Maryland, and I've got a question for her, but I'll let her make her comment first. Tina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Thank you for what you do. I just disagree with you this time. Okay. I'm so tired of the infighting between the parties, and they're forgetting the fact that they're supposed to be there representing the people. Why did they even go on recess? The people needed their unemployment benefits.
Tina, I understand that people are fighting and that it's been a divided Congress and a politicized Congress, and no one's going to take away from that. But the reason we're in that point is because, number one, the voters, the American people elected a Republican majority of the House of Representatives. That's what they asked for. When you do that, you're basically saying, let's slow the president down and make him go through the nominations process. That's why they actually, Tina, haven't been in recess. But my second question for you, because I think this is just the honest one to ask. If you think that it's okay for President Obama to do it this time, would you be okay with any other president? Would you have been okay with President Bush? Would be okay with it if it was President Romney putting up people that didn't have to go through a confirmation process or the nomination process and saying, I don't care what the Congress says?
I would say no.
Okay, so you're only okay with it if it's President Obama?
No, I'm not saying I'm only okay with it because it's him. I'm saying I'm okay with it this time because I'm really tired.
But see, that's real dangerous because once you set the precedent, Tina, this is why I'm trying to help people, Dad, to understand.
Yeah.
If one president can do it, it doesn't matter.
Question.
Yeah. If one president can do it, the problem you set up for yourself, Tina, is that it doesn't matter if you don't want the next one to do it. They'll be able to, regardless of who they are.
Because it sets a priority. Here's what the Washington Post said. President Obama visited the headquarters of the new Consumer Financial Protection Agency on Friday, this past Friday, and they called it in what amounted to a victory lap just days after appointing the agency's first director without Senate approval, even though the appointment process required Senate approval. So I understand what Tina's saying. I disagree. I appreciate her calling. It's obviously in good faith. But the reality is, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And, folks, it sets a terrible precedent. And listen, if this was a Republican appointee, I would say the same thing. Not right.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. This is why you need to, first, we want to take your phone calls. Keep calling in 1-800-684-3110. Second, you don't stop this now. You're not going to be able to stop it in the future. President Obama is going to keep doing the same thing. We need to hear your voices so Congress also knows. Stay engaged. Get activated. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Because let me tell you this. Let's say President Obama gets reelected. If this is all right, anything goes. 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign up online. But you should call now, 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
As if you disagree.
lawyers educate you on the process under our Constitution on advice and consent. And I think the first person that needs to be educated probably is Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this comment. This is a reporter asking a question, and then I'm going to dissect her answer, number 13.
The Senate, however, was in a pro forma session yesterday, and critics are saying that the president was not able to make those recess appointments because Congress was not actually in recess.
Well, let that be the public debate with the Senate, that fortunately or unfortunately for us, we do not have a role in the confirmation process, but we're glad that the president took the lead, went out there, was bold, and made the appointments.
The House of Representatives has no role in it, but the Senate sure does. And the president could be bold, as she said, and make the appointments, but they're not complying with the United States Constitution. And I want you to understand, folks, while we're talking about the National Labor Relations Board and this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is going to have a lot of power, understand what's at stake here. The president of the United States shirked the Constitution, went around the Constitution. And the question I ask the American people, those that are listening to this broadcast, are we going to sit back and take it, or are we going to take our Constitution back? I want to encourage you to take our Constitution back. We now have legislative action. We'll talk to Fan about that in a moment. We've got really momentum going in our direction, but we need to keep the focus on this for the next few days. You go to your phones right now, sign on to this petition telling the president what you did is unconstitutional. Take the authority back. Tell the Congress and the House and Senate to stand firm. Fight the president on this. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But, folks, it's time to take our Constitution back. 1-877-989-2255.
All right, let's get right back to the phones. Ray calling from California on line 4. Ray, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
If I'm correct, I believe it's the government's job to protect Americans from predatory corporations. It's greedy. It's really ridiculous.
Give me a specific of what you're talking. What does it have to do with the president appointing someone outside of the constitutional process?
Well, it's for consumer financial protection.
But here's the question. Let me ask you this question though, Ray. It is for consumer financial protection. And the president makes an appointment, and it's not within the Constitution. You're okay with that because it's an important agency, correct?
Well, it's the government's job to protect the—
Okay, well, the government's job is to protect individual liberty and freedom. So are you okay with the president making an appointment to the Supreme Court of the United States without congressional or Senate approval on the confirmation? You okay with that?
Constitutionally, it's the government's job to protect the American people.
Well, I'm asking a question, Ray. Yes. So what if the president decides he wants to suspend the Bill of Rights to protect the country? Is that okay, too?
You're doing hypotheticals.
You're doing the hypothetical. You're saying it's an important agency. Therefore, the president could shirk the Constitution. First of all, do you agree that the Constitution requires advice and consent?
I agree that the Constitution says the government is supposed to be there to protect the American.
You know what? Okay, you're not going to read advice. It doesn't say that, actually, but I mean, it's part of what its duty is protecting
the
American.
I think what you're seeing here, Dad, is, yeah. And let me ask Ray one more question if he's still on the air. If President Obama can do it in this case, Ray, and that's what we're trying to make sure you understand, if he can do it in this case, then President Romney, a year from now, can do it in any other position similar to that. And it doesn't matter if you think it's good or bad at that point, because that's not how you look at things legally. Not the policy, it's the constitutionality. So, Ray, you're going to be okay with every other president in the future, like it or not, using this same power?
Well, it depends on the situation.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to play that. See, Ray, that's the problem.
Second call in a row, Dad.
Here's the problem, folks. This is the problem. Understand what's at stake here. You can't pick and choose what provisions of the Constitution you want to apply as President of the United States. And what Ray just said points out how dangerous this really is, because whether it's President Obama next time, President Romney, President Santorum, whoever it might be, President Paul, whoever it might be, you cannot selectively enforce the Constitution of the United States.
Folks, let's get right back to the phone calls. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you today as well that I am going to be taking phone calls on my show for the next 30 minutes as well. So keep calling in, 1-800-684-3110 on there, too. We'll get into a little bit more about politics with the New Hampshire primary tomorrow. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Nick calling from New York on line 6.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jay. Just a quick question. Is Congress making, I'm sure we're making headway as citizens to stop this man. Every time.
Let me ask, you know, you bring a question. What is the Senate and House doing? Than, let's give everybody, you're our government affairs director. This has just happened, by the way, in the last 3 days, including the weekend. Than, what have we seen between when we broke this on Thursday and Friday and what's happening now? What has happened on the House and Senate?
Main specific efforts that we're focusing on, Jay. First, you've got a letter from the Senate. Senator Grassley and Senator Hatch are sending this letter. They sent it on Friday to the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, asking for an explanation. Congressman Baucus has done the same thing. But I want to focus in on this resolution in the House by Congresswoman Diane Black. It basically points out that exact conversation that you just had with Ray and Tina and addresses what Nancy Pelosi says, that it's okay in this instance. What the resolution will say is we don't have a situational constitution. We have a constitution that the president and the Congress have to follow. The president hasn't done it in this case, and it's the sense of the House of Representatives that he has overstepped his constitutional bounds. So what we're doing now, Jay, is we're trying to get behind that resolution and asking the House leadership to put it up for a vote. Hopefully that'll happen when the House has their first vote of the new session.
All right, folks, we'll keep you posted on that. But, again, if you want to engage this issue, this is the time to do it. Let's take back our Constitution. You can do that by signing our petition. The Constitution does say, the Bill of Rights say you have the right to petition the government for redress of a grievance. The grievance here is the president made an unconstitutional appointment, a very brazen and bold move, but one that's unconstitutional in our view. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And by the way, Jordan's going to be taking calls on his program right after this at 1-800-684-3110. So you'll want to keep calling.
Let's get right back to another phone call. Jody in North Carolina on line two. Jody, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jody.
Well, hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I am supporting Rick Santorum for president because to me he is the most conservative. And I don't trust Mitt Romney for president based on the fact he changed too many issues, and I don't really trust Newt, although I think he'd be a good candidate. So,
the process is going to be rolling into South Carolina real soon. It looks like Romney, the latest polls have Romney clearly ahead in New Hampshire. And right now, Jordan, Romney's ahead in South Carolina as well.
Yeah, by double digits. And I think some of the things is you're going to learn more about every candidate. You probably know a lot about Mitt Romney at this point, let's be honest. Most people have heard a lot about him, good and bad. But people like Rick Santorum, I think what you're going to hear about in South Carolina is the right-to-work issue. You know, he was against right-to-work laws because Pennsylvania, where he represented, heavy union folks. So he's been very against what you all are fighting, the NLRB down there. I mean, he has been on the other side of that issue.
You're going to find out a lot more. We'll talk politics, too, by the way. But keep calling 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to Jordan. He'll be on the air as soon as we're done. But, folks, this is what I want you to do. Jordan's going to give you the number in the moment. Go to the phones. Sign on to this petition. Let's take the Constitution back and send a message to the president. He doesn't get to select what provisions of the United States Constitution he's going to follow.
You know, and it isn't situational, Dad. It wasn't just this one appointment for consumer protection. It was also three members to the NLRB. And this is there's going to be more coming if we don't take a stand today. Call right now, 877-989-2255. Defend your Constitution. 877-989-2255. Even if you like President Obama, do you want another president to be using the same power? Always ask yourself that. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.